Psalm 56, a psalm for those who are afraid. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. David asks for mercy when he is in fear. We should always go to God when we're in fear. He fears the enemy will swallow him up. He says that in the next verse. In the first verse, mine enemies would daily swallow me up, he says, for they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. David recognizes the authority of God, the sovereignty of God, how he's above all his enemies, and that we must cling to God in times of fear. Verse number 3, which is the text verse for this devotion, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. You'll notice David did not say, if I get in fear, but what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Fear will come, and when it does come, it is like a giant that runneth upon us. It can overtake us. He said, he fighting daily oppresseth me. Sometimes we become afraid from endless battles, and we can see no end to the wars. We can see no end to the battles. Inward fears seem to never end. They seem to encompass us, enclose us, take us over. But David says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. This is a principle. This is a principle that we must always hold to in times of fear. In God will I praise his word, verse 4. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Remember, Christian, this cannot be tested until you are put to fear. All God's promises are there for a purpose. All of God's provisions are for us in a time of need. When fear comes, faith must be activated. We must put it into practice. We must have faith. It must be exercised. We must purpose in our heart like Daniel did. It is not an absence of trial that proves our faith, but faith being forged and tested in the fires. In times of fear, we must be like the psalmist says in verse 4, a constant reminder he gives us. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. So then I will not fear what my flesh can do unto me. I will not fear what others and their flesh may do unto me. Though my body wax old and break down, the Lord shall be with me. I will not live in fear. Though fear come over me, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. It is important in times of fear that we praise the Lord, that we praise his word. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. I will praise God. David asks God to take his tears and put them in a bottle and remember them. Dear Christian, remember, God will not forget your tears. He will remember them. In verse 10, he says, in God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. David said, I will not be afraid. Why? Because I will praise him, and I have trusted him. In God have I put my trust. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, he says in 13. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Remember, another precious principle. When in fear, to remember God's past deliverances. Always remember those. Sometimes in the darkest trials, we cannot see our hand before our faces. We cannot remember what God's past deliverances were. Satan wishes to give us tunnel vision so we can only see the despair and distress we are in. But remember the goodness of thy God in the land of the living. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. I will praise thee. Faith must be exercised and activated in the fiercest of times of fear, and God will shine a light in thy darkness.